Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, March 24th of 2020. It's hard to believe, man. It's hard to believe that we're almost to April already. Hard to believe. But we're so glad you could join us tonight, wherever you may be, however you may be accessing the program tonight around the world, whether you be here in Michigan or in another state, in another country. We're just so glad that you made the great choice to tune in to the Miracle Man Show tonight. And called the Miracle Man because we believe in miracles. We believe in miracles. All the miracles that God's done in my life, the miracles that he's going to continue to do in my life, the miracles that God wants to do in your life. And praise God. And that's why it's called the Miracle Man. And, oh, and we're in a time like this. It's so great to know that we serve the living God, the God that does miracles, the God that takes away sickness and disease, the God that makes wrong right, the God above all. Yes, it's so beautiful. And but it's so great every time you tune into this program. You know, you're building yourself up. On my end, it's working. Sorry about that. We were just working at a certain detail.
Yes, we're good.
Anyhow, listeners, we're so glad, though, that you made the right choice to tune in wherever you are. So glad that you chose to be a part. We're very glad you chose to be a part. And we love you a lot. I love every one of you. And I call you blessed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, this economy is going to come back. In the name of Jesus, may they find the best way. In the name of Jesus, because what we're doing now ain't working. But you, Lord God, you can fix this. And I thank you, and we're going to pray over that in a few minutes, and we're going to sing. First, though, I'm so glad you could join us. And a couple other things I want to share real quick. And one of them is, we're real people. We have real problems. But we serve a what? Amen. A real God. Amen. Amen. And he's well able and willing. Oh, he's beyond willing. He will deliver you.
Yes, amen.
He wants to. He wants to deliver you. He wants to heal your body. He wants to touch your mind. He saved me just in time. I praise his name. His name is always the same. And I praise him. Well, look what he has done. Amen. I remember we used to, when I was a little guy in church, bebopping. They used to sing that all the time. All the time. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. His name is still the same. I'm going to praise him. Look what the Lord has done. If God has been so good to you, then you better praise him. If God has been so good to you, you gotta praise him. If God has been so good to you, you better magnify the Lord. Feel it in my hand. I feel it in my feet. I feel it all over me. Yes.
Oh, sing what you're
gonna
sing tonight.
Yes, I will in a few minutes. I always sing before I get into prayer and then open up to the Word of God. But we're so glad to have you, and we always are. But I pray right now that God will minister you tonight, to you tonight. Wherever you're sitting, whatever you're doing, whether you're driving, whether you're making dinner, whether you're in bed sick. If you're in bed sick, I call you healed in the name of Jesus right now. And that fear will die. Fear will die. Fear is a liar. This virus is a liar. I curse this virus in the name of Jesus. I command this virus to die in the name of Jesus. Your name, Jesus, is higher than the name Corona, Koran, Moron, or anything similar to that. Your name is higher than any other name. And I thank you that you're showing doctors and nurses what to do. Thank you for those doctors and nurses right now, Jesus,
yeah,
that are on the front lines, as they say, dealing with these patients, with all these sick patients. And I thank you that you're just giving them wisdom and what to do. May a doctor and nurse who's saved, may they share the love of Jesus with one of these patients. May they explain to them that they can be healed by the power of God. And that it doesn't just have to be man's medicine treatments, but that you are the healer, Jesus. You heal. If you can heal me of cancer, you can heal these people of the virus. And I call this virus gone in the name of Jesus, wiped off from this planet. And I curse every demon that this would bring, every economic demon, every demon associated with this thing is broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. I thank you that you're speaking into these governors, to these presidents, these prime ministers, and all these other countries. They're called different things, to all these leaders. And what they are to do. And what to do. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that these people will be healed and these economies will come back in the name of Jesus. And I pray that this would be a time of revival. other people are deciding to repent and turn back to you, Jesus. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And amen. Now, in light of this time that we're dealing with, it's not a bad idea to get takeout. It's really not. I mean, today we had these burgers from this place down here in Clarkston. Oh, yeah, it's called Mr. B's. Good burgers. I had one with cheese on it, lettuce, tomato, pickle, ketchup. And then they have really good homestyle chips. It's good to support, because a lot of these businesses, as a lot of them are dine-in, for a lot of these places is their take bread and butter. And those are closed right now. Also, people aren't going because they're in fear. And that's why not only should we call this thing gone, but we need to call the fear of this gone too, because fear is a liar. Wisdom is great. You want wisdom, not fear. Using wisdom, by all means, yes, use it, but don't live in fear. But you want to use wisdom? You should, yes, but not fear. Because fear has no place. Fear has no place. Fear will take away so much from you. Fear will steal your joy. Fear will steal your energy. Fear will steal so much from you. That's why you can't just live in it. Can't. Can't operate. There's one spirit that operates in my life. It's the spirit of God, not the spirit of fear. There's one spirit. But I always find myself saying over myself is that there's one spirit allowed to operate. It's the spirit of God. It's not the spirit of the world. It's not the spirit of fear. It's not the spirit of the devil. Nope, it's the spirit of God. Not fear or any of this other stuff. And as I was saying, do by all means go support your local. And while you're at it, go grab an icy cold Coca-Cola. Yep. Yep. You're about to hear a loud noise maybe in a minute, but don't let it shock you. No, I do not have the emergency alert system, nor do I have the rights to the emergency alert system. Isn't that funny how I said that? I don't have the rights to it. I don't have it, so don't worry. In fact, what you're going to hear sounds a whole lot better. They're in the fridge. So anyhow, but I'm going to talk to you tonight about this. It is not God that makes you sick. It's not God that makes you sick. Because God is the healer. And I'm going to keep dealing with this right now. And then come next week, though, late next week, I'm going to start dealing with, because we, in about 2.5 weeks, it'll be Easter, the great resurrection day of our Jesus. You know, and then Good Friday, you know, a couple days before that, that's the day that he was nailed on the cross and we're going to be talking about all those events. And I'm looking forward to it. I have the last couple of years too, and I really enjoy it. I really do. And just telling you guys how everything transpired. And so that'll be coming your way. Now, I have with me the sweet, refreshing, rich vanilla Coke in a can. That's what that loud noise was that you heard a minute ago. It was the can being open. Top and the top. Where's that table? Where'd you put it? Okay. That way it's like the prophet, like how he has this little table by him. What? Sorry. All right. Praise God. Now, I'm going to sing you a couple songs, but first I'm going to let you guys know how you can tell us how to be a part. Best way to be a part is to call into the Miracle Man Show if you want to talk to the Miracle Man about generally anything you'd like to talk about, whether it be sports, whether it be about faith, whether it be about healing. If you have a question about how you can be saved, feel free to call in and talk to me. The number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts. When you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener. I'll be notified that we have a caller, and then I'll say, "What say you?" And then I'll let you have at it and say what you want to say. All right, now, a couple songs I want to sing for you. First one is Holy Water. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul, I need you. Lord, I need you. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul, I need you. Oh God, I need you. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. Oh Lord, I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that really ever makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water. Your forgiveness, it's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. Holy water on my skin. Holy water. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your forgiveness, that you forgive us, Lord. You forgive us, Lord. Thank you for that holy water. That holy water. I expect a miracle today. Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say, I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today. You know, when I think of that song, I think of the woman is with the issue of blood. All she had to do was go up to Jesus, touch the hem of his garment. And you want to know what happened? She was healed. She received that miracle that she was believing God for 12 years. For 12 years, she spent all the money that she had on the care of many doctors. All that happened, though, was she grew worse. That's all that happened. But Jesus healed her body. She had that mindset when she saw him. I expect a miracle today, God. I am desperate. I need this miracle. I expect this miracle, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mean it. We're going to sing this again one more time. Mean it. I expect a miracle today. Nothing is impossible for those who believe and say, I believe God's word is still the same. I expect a miracle today. I expect a miracle today. Nothing is impossible for those who believe and say, I believe God's word is still the same. I expect a miracle today. Thank you, Lord God, for your miracle working power. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on us, for the miracles you've done in us, for the miracles you're going to do. Thank you that you, Lord God, are the miracle worker. You are the healer. You are the life giver. You are the God who parted the Red Sea. You are the God who did all these great things for us. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you for this time in the Word, Lord God. Thank you that you bless us as we study your Word, Lord God, as we learn about your healing power in our lives and everything that and all the healings that you're going to do for us. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that, for this word. I give you permission, Lord God, to interrupt me as you see fit. I want your power, Lord God, to come, to fall on me. Fall on these listeners, Lord God. Let your power fall on these listeners. Anoint them to receive this word. Anoint them to receive it, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you use me to deliver and you use them to receive it. And I make my confession over the show. Health and healing to the body of these listeners tonight, Lord God. I thank you for sponsors and partners coming into this program, for finances coming in, for increases in listenership coming into this program. And most important of all, a thank you for a huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. 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 Praise God. Let's go to Exodus 23. Woo! Praise God. Exodus 23. And I'm titling this lesson, "It Is Not God That Makes Me Sick." By the way, listeners, you need to get that in your mind right now. It is not God that makes me sick. And that's, by the way, that's regardless of what you got. Regardless of what the infirmity is that's in your body right now. And by the way, I am going to deal with confession a little bit tonight, because I just made a little mistake when I said whatever that you have. By the way, don't you ever allow your mouth to say, "I have this sickness. I have this disease." Oh, you test positive? Don't you dare go around saying, "I have the coronavirus." Or "I have blind," or whatever. Not supposed to possess that. What you say is, "I am the healed of the Lord. I'm not sick with some infirmity. Jesus died so I could be free from these infirmities." Just exhorting wise. Turning in the Bible. Praise God. Exodus 23, I'm going to begin in verse 1. God said, "Do not spread false reports. Don't help a wicked man by being a malicious witness. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by fighting with the crowd. And do not show favoritism to a poor man in a lawsuit. If you come across your enemy's ox or his donkey," excuse me, wandering off, "be sure to take it back to him. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure you help him with it. And do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Have nothing to do with a false charge. Don't put an innocent or an innocent or honest person to death. I will not acquit the guilty. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twists the words of the righteous. Do not oppress an ally, for yours know how it feels to be aliens, because you are aliens in Egypt. For 6 years you are to sow your fields." I'm gonna skip down a few verses. We're gonna go down to verse number 21. Sorry about that. Verse 21. "Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion, since my name is in him. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. My angel will go ahead of you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. Do not bow down before their gods or worship them or follow their practices. You must demolish them and break their sacred stones into pieces. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be upon your food and your water. The King James says it like this: as I worship the Lord your God, he shall bless thy bread. Notice he didn't say what kind of bread. Could be whole wheat, white. I don't know. Crackers. I don't know. And he shall bless thy water. Notice he didn't say what kind of water. Reverse osmosis. Dasani. Aqua. Could be clean, dirty, purified. I don't know. Could be out of the lake or the river. I don't know. But he says, he shall bless your food and your water. And I will take away how many of these sicknesses and diseases? How many, Dad? How many? Oh, all. All of these sicknesses and diseases from among you. And none of you will miscarry or be barren in your land. And I will give you a full lifespan. I will send my terror ahead of you and will throw into confusion every nation you encounter. I will make all of your enemies turn their backs and run. I will send the hornet ahead of you to drive the Hittites, Canaanites, Hivites out of your way. But I will drive them out in a single year, because the land would become desolate and the wild animals too numerous for you. Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. I will establish your borders from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert to their river. I will hand over to you the people who live in the land, and will drive them out before you. Do not make a covenant with them or with their gods. Do not let them live in your land, or they will cause you to sin against me, because the worship of their gods will certainly be a snare to you. That was God saying all that stuff. That was God. Man did not say that. God did. Now, talk about verse 25. Worship the Lord your God, not these other gods. Oh, by the way, right now, folks, right now, by the way, Disney, dead. National Basketball Association, dead. NHL, dead. Baseball, for the time being, dead. Gone. Football, out of season. So this would be a really good time to see, make sure that your first love is with the Lord. This would be a great time to make sure that Jesus is your first love. If he's not, he better be. Has to be. He needs to be your first love if he's not. God doesn't want us to have idols. And being there's not sports right now, that means there's not as much, there shouldn't be as much, just much distraction. Shouldn't be. And God said, he will bless your food and your water. He will bless your food and your water. He also, he said he would put none, I mean, he would take all of the sicknesses and diseases away from us. Additionally, he told us, he said to the Israelites, I will give you a full lifespan. I'll give you a long lifespan. That means God wants us to have a good life and a long life. If we're obedient to God, we will have a good life and a long life. If we are disobedient to God, confidence, we will have a short life and a miserable life. Oh, and by the way, not just my mom that taught me this, it's the Bible. God said that if you're obedient, you have a good life and a long life. If you're not obedient, you have a short life and a miserable life. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Now, all the time, when I deal with healing, I always think about, what am I confessing? What am I confessing over myself? Now, I know what I am, but listeners, you should always be thinking about that and wondering. Just like I do. You got to make sure that you're not confessing pain. You know, if you deal with back, if you struggle with back pain all the time, instead of always saying, my back hurts again. What about saying, my back is healed in the name of Jesus. Or if you're one that deals with sore throats all the time, instead of, I have a sore throat again. What about, my throat is healed in the name of Jesus. Got to take authority over that sickness and disease. You got to curse it. You can't let it stay on the inside of you. you can't, you gotta, you have to let, you have to watch that confession of yours, not let that confession of yours say things that it shouldn't be saying. Because it's real easy, by the way, listeners, it's real easy to say, I have something, after you go to the doctor's office, get a diagnosis, or something you think you have when you're not feeling so well. How you feeling? Well, I have a cold. Well, I have... Stop. Stop. Right there. Don't possess sickness and disease. The minute you say, I have this cold, I have this cancer, I have the virus, I have whatever name you want to attach to it, you're not getting yourself in a good place when you do that. Instead of saying that, you say, well, I'm believing God for a healing. That's what you say. Don't allow yourself to say, I have certain disease, this certain plague or whatever on my body. Nope. Confess healing. Confess verses, the healing verses over yourself. There's verses that come to my mind right now. The just, in other words, the righteous, will live by faith. Amen. The just by faith. In the book of Romans. Go with me real quick. While they knew God, they now they glorified. I already passed 16 and all that. Giving them over to their sinful desires of their hearts, sexual, their bodies with. Right, another. They exchanged the Lord God for a lie. My worship is served. The creative things rather than the creator who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust, even their natural relations with women and their penalty for their God. He gave them over to a depraved mind. It ought to be they have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, and then and all that I'm looking for is that verse. They're heartless, ruthless, and all those who practice them, chapter 2. Therefore, have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemned yourself because you who pass judgment on the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. And when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them, and yet do the same things. Let me just check my clock. Do you think that you will escape God's judgment? Or do you condemn for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience. Those with God, kindness leads you toward repentance. But because of your stubbornness to those who difference in doing good, seek glory, honor, and immortality. He will give eternal life for those who, that's for those who seek him, for those who do right. He will give, if you do right, he will give you everlasting life. But for those who are self-seeking, if you reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress. And every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile, the glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, however, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. Nope. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. For all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do to nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law, since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their seers, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them. This will take place on the day when God will judge men's secret through Jesus Christ, as the gospel declares. Now then, if you call yourself, and then it says in there, the judge, the just live by faith. Amen. The just live by faith. Not the wicked, though. Not save for the wicked. The wicked do not live by faith. The wicked live in fear. The wicked live in fear all the time. The wicked live in fear. But the just live by faith. Yes, they do. And you know, if you are believing God for God to do something in your body, in your life, in your business, you need faith. Not fear about what's going to happen tomorrow. Not fear about what because I'm plugging in my phone because the battery got low. I'm just plugging my phone back into the charger thing. Sorry about that, listener. I was just figuring something out here. Now, we are supposed to live by faith. Faith. And with what is going on right now, it's so easy for you to think, be so easy for you to think thoughts of fear and that. But you want to know what, listeners? Fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. And to live by faith. Because we are just. I'm a just person. Are you just, Mama? I don't know. I don't know if you're just or not. Let me think here. Oh, yeah, you are. You qualify. Oh, you're sitting there being a mannequin, I see. Listen, oh, you're sitting there being a mannequin, aren't you? What I was saying about in Exodus 23:27. God also said that you would not die prematurely. It said that you wouldn't miscarry. You would not miscarry. In other words, what it said is, you mothers, you would give birth to children. They'll multiply. And he also said, at the end of 27, he said, he will give you a full lifespan. That means it won't be cut short to live a good life and a long life. And people will always say, I've heard the thing where people will say, well, you know, whenever they die, it's just their time to die. Well, not so quick. Accident and some kid dies, or someone who's not very old dies. You think God planned that? Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Because God intended for us to live a good life and a long life. Now, God did say, in the Old Testament, he did say that man's days would number up to 120 years. Because in Genesis, these people lived for all these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. We don't get that now, but we still can be up to 120. God wants us to have a good life, not a miserable one. That means he wants us to be healthy. He doesn't want us to always be struggling with some sickness and disease. I think of, in my life, God doesn't want me partially deaf. God doesn't want me to be blind anymore. He doesn't want me blind, period. But, no, God wants to heal me. He wants to heal me. Same with you, whatever you're dealing with, whether it's in your body, whether it's in your mind, maybe it's your emotions. By the way, if you're dealing with stuff in your mind, let me tell you something right now. If you're not winning the battle in your mind, you are not winning the battle. Well, explain that to me clearer. Well, it's just like I said. If you're not winning the battle in your mind, if you're not washing your mind in the water of the Word of God, speaking to those thoughts, mind, you produce good thoughts. You don't produce all those other thoughts. Think all these other thoughts. In fact, you keep doing that, I'll give you a longer breath. You gotta wash that mind and bathe it with the washing of the water of the Word of God. Because God doesn't like our minds very well. No? What I mean is because our mind will always think all these other thoughts. That's why I heard you say what? And I'm like, and I'm thinking, I heard Dr. Barclay say that once. And in a sense, though, he's right, you know. But anyhow, you know, if you're thinking all these bad thoughts, that's enmity against God. That's why you got to walk, submit your mind to God. And if you're not winning the battle in your mind, you're not winning the battle in any other area. You're dealing with, if you're dealing with stuff in your body and stuff in your mind, you're not winning the battle in your mind. You're not winning the battle, period. It's as simple as that. That's why you have to submit. You have to be, you can't be conformed by the spirit of the world. You have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? God said, present yourself, your bodies, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. And you will see what is that good and pleasing and perfect will of the Lord. And that's why we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's why, when you're reading the word, you're renewing your mind. However, here's what reading the word will not do for you. Build your faith. I mean, you're given a measure of faith when you give your life to God. But that's spent. So that's why you got to keep listening to going to church. You know, right now, in most places, it would be, you need to be streaming your pastor. If your pastor has a stream, stream it. Watch it. Be there in spirit. Because when you listen to your pastor bring the word of God, you're building up faith. Did you know, listeners, that when you listen to me, the Miracle Man, talk to you about faith, and talk to you about the word of God, and renewing your mind, and everything I talked to you a minute ago about how God wants to bless your food, bless your water, that God will take all sickness and disease away from you, that as you're listening to me speak the word of God, is bringing the positive into your life. But as great as reading the Bible is, it's not the same when you're reading it as when you're hearing it spoken into your life. By the way, when you listen to me, I don't want you guys to all be saying, well, I listen to the Miracle Man show a couple times a week, three times a week. But so now I guess I don't have to go to church. Wrong. Every time that door is open, you should be in the house of God. Every time there's a stream, right now when he's doing the stream, you know, Thursday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, in my case, I'm on it. Well, I'm there. You know, praise God. When it's open, I'm there. Praise the Lord. That's the mindset we're supposed to have. Not this mindset of, I'll go when I want. It's Thursday night. I guess I don't want to go tonight. Maybe if I won't next week, I'll go in about two or three Thursdays. And then I go about every Sunday morning. And then maybe once in a while on a Sunday. Nope. Nope. Got to be a bit more stable than that. You really want God to use you. If you really want to get everything that God has for you, all the benefits that God has for you, because your pastor wants to speak things into your life. And when you're not there, when you're not streaming, the only reason I'm saying about it, if you're not streaming, is because thank God for streaming anyways, but the church is open and you're allowed to come, by all means, be there. But right now, well, what we're living in, by all means, stream it. You've got to be connected to the things of God. Today is not a good day to be living without God. Not a good day to be teeter-tottering, in for a while, out for a while, in for a while, out for a while. Come into the house of God, pay my tithe and offering and clap and shout and say amen and be in the glory cloud and cry out to God and get my faith all built up, then run back out there and go to doing my own thing and each other and talking against the church, and then come back in here and clap and shout and say amen and give my tithe, then come back, go back out there, then come back in here and get baptized again. Nope. Can't have one foot in the world, one foot in the church. God wants us to serve him wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. That means you're on fire for God. Not like lukewarm or cold or ice cold. Oh, by the way, lukewarm, God said, I would rather that you were cold or hot. But because you were neither cold nor hot, because you were lukewarm, God said, I will spew of my mouth. Not good. That's why you can't be in the gray zone. Can't be in the gray zone. Oh, and by the way, especially not if you believe in God for that miracle. Especially if you're believing God for that miracle. And by the way, you can't just be if you're sick in your body and you're thinking in your mind, well, I don't feel well in my body right now. And maybe you're thinking, yeah, I know God wants to heal me, but I feel like God put it on me to teach me something. Huh? God put on me to teach me? Stop right there. Where in the Bible does it say that God puts sickness on disease on his children to teach them something? Say that anywhere. In fact, what I read you, God said, I will take away all of these sicknesses and diseases away from you. Away from you. That doesn't sound to me like he said, I'm going to put them on you. Nope. He said, I will heal you. I will heal you. And he also said, I'll bless your food. I'll bless your water. I want to bless you. That's what he said. And I want to bless you with long life. And he said, you ladies, I want to bless your wombs so you can have children. And that's what he said. For those of you who are obedient, that's what I'll do for you. You'll pay the price, pay the piper. But you'll pay the consequences. But if you for God and be a good Christian, God'll bless you. So glad to be a Christian. It really pays. It totally pays to live for God and to not live for yourself and not live for the world. It totally pays. And I always think to myself, I'm so glad that my mom got herself right with God when she realized that she was pregnant for me. What if she didn't? What if she didn't? I can guarantee you there would have been a lot more pain. Can't you guarantee it? There would have been a lot more pain. It wouldn't have been so pretty. I probably wouldn't. I can guarantee you I wouldn't be here. I can guarantee it. Because then there's no way that she would have found Living Word Church. Because she was out there. But she chose to submit to God. And to get right with God. And the good news, listeners, is that you can get right with God right now, wherever you sit. Whether you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, or you know him, but you went down the wrong path, decide you got yourself into some things that you shouldn't have, then you're just going to give it to God. And if you don't know Jesus, or if you want to rededicate your life, I want to help you. I love you. No, I haven't been perfect. Nobody has, but I've been pretty good. Because I gave my life to the Lord when I was extremely little. Did you know, listeners, that most people who give their life to Christ at any age, they do so before the age of 10? You hear that, Mom? Most people who ever give their life to Jesus Christ do so before the age of 10. That's why children's church, the effects of it cannot be overstated. But at the same time, the effects of an adult church and youth group cannot be overstated, you know, because they all have a place, because people need to come into the kingdom of God. And my hope right now is that with all this, the time we live in right now, my hope is that we'll decide to give their life to Jesus Christ or to rededicate their life to Jesus Christ and decide, I'm coming back home. If they're prodigals, my prayer is that they'll come home. If they haven't lived for him ever, my prayer is that people will decide, I need help. And then they will find Jesus. I want to give you an opportunity right now. Come home. Come to Jesus. I want to help you. Call the show. I gave you the number. 215-383-3810. I can help you. Because I love you. But I really care about your soul. I don't want you to go to hellfire forever. I do not want you to go to hell forever. I don't want my blood on your hand, your blood on my hand. Because if God asks me, where's so-and-so? Weren't you supposed to lead him to the Lord? Well, Lord, I forgot. I mean, well, Lord, I didn't do it. God's going to say, why? Why did you derelict your duties? I don't want God to say that. I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's why I'm giving you this opportunity to come, get right with God, give your life to Jesus Christ today. Stop living for yourself. Start living for the Lord. That God wants you to. So, listeners, whether you're right, whether you want to get right, or you're coming to the Lord for the first time, I want you to say this: Jesus, come into my life. Heal me. Deliver me. Lord, help me to be like you, to love you, to live for you. I don't want to be my own anymore. I want to live for you. I want to be like you. Lord, strengthen me. Make me who I ought to be, so that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now if you've given your life to Jesus for the first, now look back for the last time. You've just looked back for the last time. Don't look back anymore. It's time to go for God, run after God like never before. And if you've given your life to Jesus for the first time, you need to get your, and every time that someone gives their life to Jesus, the angels in heaven, they throw a party. Fireworks go off, and all this great stuff happens. And all the demons, when someone gives their life to Jesus, they're not so happy. And God loves it when people give their life to Him for the first time ever. He loves it. He wants you to live for Him the rest of your life, so that can say to you, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." That's what I want God to say about me. That's what I want Him to say about you. I do. That's what I want. Because I think it's important. And you can think of it what you want to. And by the way, I don't just think so. I know so. I do know so. It's not just maybe. All right. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that it is not you that makes us sick. You make us well, Lord God. You make us well in our mind. You make us well in our body. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that our footsteps are ordered by you, Lord God. They're not ordered by yourselves. They're ordered by you. And I thank you, Lord God, that these listeners have learned something from this tonight. And, Lord, I pray, Lord God, over our bodies right now. I call our immune system strong. I call our blood pressure normal. Our sugar normal. I call our pancreas is to work right. Our stomachs to work right. For our backs, our legs, our feet, our chest to not be painful. That everything will be normal in our bodies the way you designed it to be. and we're not going to catch, we're not going to have in our bodies these bugs, these viruses, these things, these infirmities. They're not going to be in us anymore because we are your children. Devil, you will get your hands off of our bodies in the name of Jesus. Because we are your children. Corona, you will die in the name of Jesus. No more cases. No more. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you would minister to our bodies. I speak peace to every one of these listeners. Peace, 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 peace. Peace. Not fear. Not confusion. None of this timidity. No intimidation. Peace. Peace, peace, peace. To the storm. Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that your peace will just rest on every one of us. And that we would all feel content. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we received some news today from the International Olympic Committee. And that is that the Tokyo Olympics scheduled for the summer has been pushed back to summer of 2021. They just want to make sure that everything is and I know there were a lot of athletes on the swim team of America, the track team of America, who were saying we think it needs to be delayed a year. Canada had said we won't be sending anybody this year. And a couple of days ago, the Olympic Committee basically said, we'll make a decision in the next four weeks. But then they make a decision in 2 days. Wow. And so, obviously, no one knows. By faith, it'll be gone by then. And what it is that in July of 2021 now, it looks like will be the Summer Olympics. And so that's that. Also, Major League Baseball looks like spring training will pick back up in late April as of right now. We'll see about hockey and to be seen. Neither one of them, by the way, has decided to call the season at this point. They're both saying suspended. Of course, NCAA March Madness canceled, which to me was very disappointing because I always like seeing year-over-year. Oh, is the one seed going to lose to another 16 seed like what happened a couple of years ago? And what other crazy upsets will there be? We'll have to wait a year to find out. With the Tom Brady trade to Tampa Bay, it's going to make things really interesting. It's really hard to tell how the league is going to look this fall. And we'll have to wait and see what happens. You really will. All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night.